مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We turn to Surah Yasin, verse number 52. Yesterday, previous days, we discussed when the trumpet will be blown and from we will be resurrected from our qabrs. From the qabristans, we will be rushing towards the plains of Qiyamah. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. It's going to be that level of shock, at the same time anxiety, but all this rush, it will be chaotic. Everyone won't know what's happening, but it's as if though some catastrophe, and it is the big day, Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret, the day of remorse. Everyone is just going to be rushing, not knowing what's happening. But in that, they will get to their destination, the plains of Qiyamah. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And we explained to you under this verse where it was mentioned that people will be waking up. If you turn to Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse number 68. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْذُرُونَ. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ, they will be standing, يَنْذُرُونَ, looking about. So this does not negate, because you know when you wake up from a deep slumber, then you first need few minutes, because you are so, or few seconds at least, because you are so disorientated. So you need to get to your senses. So you just be shocked, and then going, rushing, running. And this is also mentioned, يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا. So if you turn to Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, verse 43, they will come out of the graves in haste. So this all fits in. Then what will happen? قَالُوا, they will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا, woe be upon us. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who was it that has raised us from our resting places? So you may say, but what about the kuffar? They've been punished, even those believers who've been cleansed. May Allah make it a garden of paradise for us. Ameen. For the kuffar, for those sinners, it's going to be, Allah protect us, Allah protect us. It is going to be a pit of hell. So who is going to save us from that? It is only Allah Azza wa Jal. So you may ask, but what happens to the kuffar? Because they were punishing. They were being punished in the qabr. So why would they say, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, who has raised us from our resting places? مَرْقَدِنَا, this is why, our resting places. مَرْقَد. You know, you say, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ مَرْقَدَهُ. May Allah illuminate his resting abode. So this marqad. So how is it a resting place for the disbelievers? The catastrophe of Qiyamah is so loud that seems now to have been a resting place. That seems to be a resting place. When you are driving, you see unbelievable scenes. In this frost, biting cold, you'll find people sleeping on the floor, sleeping under just a shelter, but open left, right, everywhere, just Perhaps from one angle, there's no wind coming in. But that body, imagine 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, how that body is frozen. But the person with one blanket dragging on the floor is sleeping and is catching a good night's sleep in that condition, which you cannot perceive as peaceful. And on the other end, you get a person, he's purchased the most comfy, luxurious bed that you can ever get, but he has to take tablets, and then too, sometimes he has to double the dosage because he's not getting the sleep. See the difference. Sleep is a bounty, O Ummah. Appreciate it. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to appreciate it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. One person said they were struggling to sleep. Then the prescription was, read Durood Sharif, read إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ صَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Then you read Durood, اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Read Durood Sharif. He says, the person, this friend of mine, he told me this. He said, before I can even finish the verse, I'm already knocked out. So try it. Allah Azza wa Jal is kind. Allah Azza wa Jal is there always to assist you. Recite your masnoon du'as. So they will say, who has raised us up from our resting places? Kabristan. Punishment, we said to you, but referred to as resting places. Then it will be said, in response to the statement, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. This is the promise of Ar-Rahman. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. The messengers have spoken the truth. The messengers have proven truthful. Now look, let's go back. Let's rewind a little bit. Let's go to verse 48. What did they say there when it was told to them? Remember, their response was, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they said, when is this promise going to come? When is this promise going to come? If you are truthful. And we said to you there, this was a statement of mocking the believers. You say, mocking the messengers. You keep on saying, this is coming, this is coming. You threaten us with this. When is it going to come? Look how much we're enjoying. Now, when this scene takes place, they've been raised up from their resting places. They see it now in front of them. It's staring at them in the face. Response, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ. This is the promise of Ar-Rahman. Why is Ar-Rahman being used? This, because it's for used, being used in one instance for the kuffar. So why Ar-Rahman at this given juncture? Mufassirin say Ar-Rahman is being used, the All Merciful, because how merciful. You and I, you are listening to this, you are breathing, you are living. I'm speaking, I'm breathing. How many reminders did I not get? But still yet I choose that lifestyle. Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful, constantly is giving us reminder upon reminder. When you see in Surah Al-Fatiha, and you go see the tafsir there of Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman is that Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful, and Ar-Rahim also yields similar translation, most compassionate. But they say the difference is Ar-Rahman is he who is kind to every creature, entire creation, Muslim, non-Muslim, obedient servant, disobedience, Allah Azawajal sustains them. Look at the enemies of Islam. How much Allah is not gifted. It's going to prove detrimental for them. But Allah Bazaar has given them so much. Now look, when this continues, Ar-Rahman is so kind to the entire creation. He gives you reminders. Me, myself as a believer, he grants me so many reminders. Change your life, change your life. Yeah, you met up in this accident, you did this. You change your life constantly. That reminder Ar-Rahman is giving us. Non-Muslim, come on to Deen, come on to Islam. This is your success. After all those reminders, you still, with pride and arrogance, you said, Mata hadha al-wa'd. When is the promise? When is this promise? In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. This is the promise of Ar-Rahman. This is why they use, Allah Azawajal has used Ar-Rahman. Wa sadaqa al-mursaloon, the messengers proved to be truthful. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. So we'll do this verse inshallah in the next time we continue with Surah Yasin inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.